Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The full text of my intervention will be made available via electronic means. I congratulate you, Ambassador Hindenbosch, for taking up the chairmanship of this GGE. Due to my experience, I might have a good appraisal on how demanding, complex, and exacting your challenges will be. Yet I also know that we could not be in better hands. As we begin this new and crucial phase of discussions on what is one of the most threatening among emerging technologies. Complex security scenarios coupled with rapid technological change generate a very dangerous mix. The report of the 2023 session represented a fine balance. Consensus outcomes are not perfect outcomes. Some experience frustration, others will try to apply the brakes. A dispassionate view would point that the report offers a sound framework for the future by including two important substantive elements, a common understanding on the two-tier approach based on prohibitions and regulations, and the issue of control as a key element for ensuring compliance with international humanitarian law. It's our hope that the GGE will now be able to build from its past achievements and live up to the high expectations of the international community. We now count with a multi-year mandate, avoiding the recurrent and difficult exercise of its yearly rediscussing. However, complacency is not an option. We are not to bask in the glory of previous results and squander this opportunity. The neck-breaking speed of technological advances is rapidly closing the window of opportunity for regulation. There is a growing debate as to whether the GGE is the right conduit for progress, yet few doubt the extent of the expertise in this body. But the extent of divergence is not to be minimized. Expertise and divergence in the right doses are the foundation for results that can pass the tests of effectiveness, compliance, and universalization. Outcomes failing to address these three criteria will not be serving well the progressive development of international law. Mr. Chairman, I thank you for the preparation of our well-structured guiding questions. Brazil has submitted its views and is carefully examining the compilation of national responses. We commend the Secretariat for its efforts in putting together this most useful document. Of the three areas you sought our opinion, I will focus on characterization and definitions. This issue can generate endless discussions. A common understanding is desirable, but not at the price of procrastinating. Examples derived from CCW protocols and treaties in which technologically neutral formulations were developed are to be taken into account if we were to avoid the pitfalls of excessive precision, but also count with enough guardrails. Brazil will carry on with its steadfast commitment to the GGE. We submitted a working paper on the contributions from the 2021 Global Ontological Standards for Ethically Driven Robotics and Automation Systems from the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. They provide a technical basis for confidence-building measures. As a reminder, we will co-host at lunchtime tomorrow with Australian event, which dovetails perfectly with this approach. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.